Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Ladies and gentlemen, today's Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our Amazon page. Please remember to shop Amazon, and when you do, go to MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon or click the Amazon link on our website. It's the best way to shop and the best way to support this program. Now, on with the show.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Hi, everybody.
Hi,
how's
Mike.
It going?
Hi.
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 How
Hi,
are
Mike.
You?
Happy
Irma,
Tuesday.
Irma. Oh,
sad Tuesday.
Irma, Irma.
You want to avoid damage.
Irma. It's going to level the entire part of the state.
You better be prepared.
I'm sorry to do the arch.
Again. Cat fag.
Hurricane arch.
Anywho, we're down here in South Florida, which I don't know if you've been near a news station or been paying attention at all, but the fact is that things are looking a little nervous for the state of Florida. A state of emergency has been declared, and then when I woke up this morning, first thing popped on the television and noticed that the computer models had it now on the Gulf Coast, which is, isn't that wonderful? It's really, really exciting. So, no, we're getting out of Dodge. The boys will be doing the show tomorrow. I'll be in transit, staying with Rob's buddy Katie, which is very exciting. Woo. How many times have the Speewax used that?
Shave on Herman.
Three times, I think. At least twice.
You've been there three times?
Twice. Twice it is.
Once when it was hot
and once when it was cold. Yeah.
Twice when it was hot, what?
No, once when it was hot. We went down one August, and boy, I ought to tell you, Savannah in August is the best time to go. Because it's chilly. And then
it's good. Hey, listen, I'm going to a cooler temperature, to be honest with you. So from what I'm
And we went down once over New Year's. So we've been down there twice, I believe.
For those of you that might not know, we live down here in a town called Fort Myers, Florida. The boys are based in Washington, D.C. The show is based
in
Washington, D.C. Fort Myers, if you've been watching these models, this is scary, scary, scary stuff. And the fact is, with a 4-year-old child, there is no room for error.
No.
And the fact is that I'll be on the early side of departing, and we'll be heading north. And I ask everybody in TMOS Nation to keep yours truly in your thoughts for his property, not for his person, because I believe I will be extricating myself from the situation with plenty of time. And you know, this thing's not going to come until Saturday night into Sunday, and we'll see what happens. Look, they don't know. These things are extremely unpredictable, but when you look at the cone, the ice cream cone, it's
the Irving
cone,
cone of influence,
the Roy cone. You know,
we're coming, we're gonna go to Florida.
We don't know where the Schlemmingen hurricane
is, it a
is going to go.
Sugar cone or a waffle cone?
It's a plastic toy cone.
Toy
that's
cone.
What it is.
Mm-hmm. I can't bite into that.
I didn't realize until I started talking to you guys just how wiped out I am today. I am so emotionally
not a lot of sleep last night,
this.
Right?
Well, just because it's the lack of knowledge. I hate it. I hate it when I fly. I hate it when when we're doing a live show and we haven't found out what the totals are for crowds arriving. I hate uncertainty. Uncertainty is something that makes me a wreck. And there's no greater uncertainty than a hurricane that is out in the Atlantic churning towards the Leeward Islands. And
you have to hate the fact that you're evacuating essentially 4 days before you'll know anything.
Oh, there is every chance in the world I will be sitting in my mother-in-law's house in Virginia and go, are you kidding me? It went out to sea. But, you know, wouldn't that be
Highlander?
Nothing would make me
Highlander,
happy.
In that case, Mike, come to my house for a drink.
But now the fact is it's not going to do that because they are, you know, they have a cone that, you know, usually is very, very accurate. Mm-hmm. It's a tremendous disparity between within that cone of where it's going to come. But the fact is, if you're in there, that they're reasonably certain that there is still the possibility it's going to hit us. So Hurricane Irma, which is they say may have even strengthened to a Cat 5 as a. Yep. Good to hear you, Frankie. Good to hear you.
Good to have the dogs back, Mike.
And we got Frankie's on the ones.
That's why
and
we're staying
is
with
on the
Katie.
Twos.
That's right.
We're staying with Katie because you know, the dog friendly hotel situation.
You're gonna love her dogs. She's got great dogs. Presley,
just a random suggestion.
Yeah.
Didn't you have somebody watch your dogs at one point?
Yeah, but that's yeah, that there's absolutely no way.
They'll be watching the dogs float away.
I'm not going to ask someone to do that when they might be dealing with their own disaster.
Got it.
That's the only reason.
And no chance
of two extra rafts.
That's the only reason.
And no chance of leaving Beluga behind to watch the house and protect from looters.
Let me tell you how
he's
significant
blind. He can't watch
this
anything.
Is.
He
this
can
is
bite
two,
anything.
Yes.
This is a two-car this is
Evac?
A two-car trip. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
We're loading everything up here because...
make sure the car has gas. Mm.
There's no... They're talking
too
about
soon.
The fact...
Oh, sorry.
they're talking about the fact that no one knows what the potential is, but they've not seen something like this. That's when you get scared. That's when you
yeah.
get
yeah.
a little,
Mike, you're doing the right thing.
Nervous.
You got to be a proactive approach.
Yep.
You can't be the mook on Wednesday night that says, "Oh, I guess we got to go."
Yeah, I mean everybody's doing that.
You don't want to be stuck on the highway during an eclipse.
Yeah, like, we don't want to see you on the news trying to buy plywood.
I can't begin to tell you how incredibly thrilled I am that I'm going to be driving through South Carolina again.
I bet you do it faster this time. You'll do it faster this time, Arch.
Yeah, it's craziness. It's crazy.
Do you have a game plan for, because at this point you have a departure date roughly a few hours, depending on when you're listening to the show. He might be on the highway by now. Who knows?
Yeah, I'm leaving after we tape this show, and then the boys will be doing the show, and then hopefully I'll be walking into the studio in Washington, D.C. Looking forward to that commute.
Do you have any expectations from Katie, from Cake and Cookies, her home, and what she's going to afford as far as amenities?
I have an expectation of booze. That's what I.
There will
does
be
she
that.
Stock, she stocks plenty of booze.
Yes, there will be that. You will have that.
Yeah, I'm looking forward.
What about
to
sleeping space?
We're in a guest room, and we'll probably be sleeping with the little guy. I think that's. We're not in their guest. I didn't know they had a guest house.
Well, it's very common in their neighborhood where they had a lot of the houses when they were built. They had a separated garage, and many of them have converted those into mother-in-law type. Suites and
there's someone there. Do you know who's there? Are you aware who's there?
I don't keep track.
Okay. All right.
I don't know.
Johnny Engagement. He'd know who it was if he was driving down there. But don't you do a show with her every week?
Yeah, yes. Cake and Cookies.
As a matter of fact, we did, but that topic didn't come up this week. I mean, they that to
who
raise a little money on
Cookie have over.
I think it is a famous Hollywood star. Mike, it's Chris Rock.
No, are they doing Airbnb?
I know they rent it out to people for I think it is Airbnb. I don't know.
Don't now the way it works is when you stay. How does the tell me about the drill? Come on,
yeah, you know what?
Come on
yeah.
now. This
the
is
last time
this
we
is
stayed,
effort. This is intellectual
this.
Effort. Come on. It's
the last
Monday,
time we
it's
stayed,
Tuesday. There you go. All
the right. last time we stayed, Carrie and I were
last time of the second time you used friends for staying.
Right. Actually, both times we stayed, it was the same arrangement. Carrie and I, there is a queen size bed in the outbuilding, I believe they call it, or the outhouse, although it's not.
Is that
we're going
the guest
to the
house? Can
the
we call it just
house?
The guest house?
Yes, yes.
Can we
yes.
call it that guest house,
okay.
for God's sakes?
So it is two of us in the guest house. Julia was in the guest room, and Robert slept on the floor in the
tell me everything
upstairs.
There is to know. Tell me what I would do. Tell me what I need to do to be the person. This is your. I haven't even had a meaningful conversation with Katie in 3 years.
Prepare
right.
You
him.
Are do a show every week with her, and you have utilized this home. I want you to give me a primer as to be how to be, even with a late arrival if we get in late this
right.
evening, how to be the Uber house guest. Yeah. I want to.
What
I kind wanna,
of liquor
I want to make
bring
them happy because
anything.
They're God. You know when I. This is an
if you
hour
wanna
ago.
Be, if you
want to
be the Uber house guest, here's yes. what you do. Katie likes white wine. Katie loves champagne. A moderate
she
bottle
does.
Of champagne would be a lovely thing to
that's,
bring her.
See, right there. That's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
I love that.
Big
and, we have, and we're bringing a cooler with us.
And
so
then you should probably cool. bring, I always like to, like when I show up, I bring a bottle of rye. That's a nice yeah. sipping whiskey that
but
I
that's
enjoy.
That's for you.
So I would say bring some.
Hold on. That's for you.
Can
you
I finish?
Bastard. You bring a bottle of rye. Does Dan drink rye?
Yes, he does, but I hadn't gotten to Dan yet. I would say bring a bottle of whiskey that's something you enjoy. That way, if
well, no,
they don't...
Well, no, I don't drink whiskey anymore.
Okay,
no.
Well, bring a bottle of something that you enjoy.
Let me
and
just
I know
qualify
that, Dan...
that. Hold on, Rob. Right. Just 1 second, please. Let me make sure I qualify that statement, please. Very important to qualify this statement. I made the foolish error of just saying, I don't drink whiskey anymore.
That's right.
There's nothing I don't drink anymore. Mm-hmm. I am currently not enjoying whiskey.
And when you say all that, right. you mean at 9:27 Eastern. You're right. not enjoying whiskey.
Well, that will factor into the show a little bit later.
I see.
The alcohol with my drunken internet, a la Spiewak, tease that I did over the weekend.
Well done, by the way.
Did you think so?
Yes.
It seemed to get
some heat. I love the fact that it got some heat, and then you said, tune in and listen on Tuesday because I'm not wasting this on the internet.
Why should I give it to Facebook? I said, that's a perfect... I did it spontaneously because I said, this is really ridiculous what I'm doing right here, right now. And then I said, well, no, this will be something that we can discuss on the show. So back to that. All right, let's take your whiskey. That's a terrible recommendation.
No, a fantastic recommendation if you would let me finish, okay? Right. You bring something that you enjoy just in case they don't have something that you like. Then also, Dan loves Miller Lite. Okay,
does he really?
Yes, that's his preference.
Dan's a simple man.
Yeah, but don't get involved.
Miller Lights are just like water.
Well, don't you see? I can get that at the convenience store before we visit.
But don't you see what I was saying had merit if you had just let me finish.
All right, go ahead.
That's it.
Get to the point.
Saying, something for you something for her, offer? Something for him. That's it.
What about flowers?
Flowers are nice, but I don't think that's appropriate.
As far as the home, you've been there now.
Yes.
What's the drill?
Where are the used panties?
I want details.
Okay, I want to withdraw what Oscar just said because...
What did he say?
It's not appropriate, and it merits not repeating. Oscar?
I said, where are the used panties?
I'm really not a visitor. Not somebody.
You're a friend.
If it's not family, I don't like to take advantage. I would not have taken advantage unless the offer was put out.
Katie, show up and knock on the door when I go.
Is my screen?
Yeah, you need to move it a
little
bit.
You're vacationation, though.
What?
You're when you say I'm going to go on vacation, who can take me in? That's who you are.
That's what I always say.
Yes.
All right. Oscar is making science fiction over there.
No, but it's true.
Your last three vacations.
You vacation in other people's homes more than anybody on the show. Wouldn't you say that's accurate?
I've visited Katie twice when she's invited me.
When you go to your dad's, you stay at your dad's.
It's my father, for Christ's sake. All right?
I'm just saying.
Saying a lie.
Are you gonna inherit that house?
God, I hope not, because I can't imagine the amount of shit I'll get for that.
Hey, man, we're just friends breaking balls.
Here's the thing, Rob. What I'm trying to get from you is because I am...
I know you live a fabulous lifestyle of hotels.
No, I am very appreciative. I am very, and by the way, the dog, the dog factor with hotels. Yeah. We've had two trips now where we've traveled sans dog, so we basically can stay at a real hotel. It's got to be magical to be without a dog.
Well,
I mean, like Embassy Suites to me is a nice place.
I can't believe you guys haven't done that ruse where you make your dogs therapy dogs. Yeah.
If it was there, how do we do it?
You just go online and hit enter and pay $99. They print out a cert.
And you get a vest.
Yes.
For two dogs?
Yeah, it could be plaid. It could be anything.
Okay. You walk into the hotel lobby going, hey.
I'm ready to get to my room now, I saw.
Yeah. Anxiety. Anyway. Look at this cute-looking dog.
Rob, what I'm trying to get from you is just any minutia or anything that would make us better house guests for the Von Herman.
I think that if you just show up.
Is there anything they complain about? Is there anything they don't like?
They're very
generous with their home. They obviously welcome people into it.
Several times I made breakfast. They loved that. But you have to be careful because Dan's on a very restricted diet now.
Mm. Why is he on a restricted diet?
He has sort of like a colitis issue going on. Sort of like me,
in and out,
and so he's been on a clean diet.
I'll make my famous macadamia nut peanut bran bars.
That's
like delicious, and I'm sure they'll
sesame peanut.
Sesame peanut butter.
Jalapeno sesame peanut butter.
In a rich marinara.
Poor toilet.
Only people with digestive issues are laughing at this right now. This is great steak.
Bring a chamois.
I'm going to make my jalapeno peanut milk chocolate bars. my jalapeno peanut.
Thanks for breakfast, Mike. I'll be back in an hour.
And Mike,
with sesame seeds.
If you do that, there is one other thing that's nice to do as a house guest, which is to do the copay for him.
Do the copay. Well, she has offered before, and I cannot tell you how much I am appreciative of.
She's
Katie.
A lovely
She's
host.
A great host.
Powers
yeah.
Von Herman and all that, and it should be big fun. I'm looking forward to it. But the fact remains that
still scary time. times.
It is a scary, scary time. It is a
Houston's just recovering. Started the recovery. It'll be, you know, it's just too, why is this happening this way? Why?
Well, the eclipse because of the planet. And I think we finally are. We're getting the what has been predicted for a number of years with the oceans warming because of global warming, and we are dumb.
Yeah, we've ruined it.
We are an idiocracy. We are an idiocracy, and we are.
Oh, you saw the movie?
No, but I'm just thinking in terms of the. You know, I was talking to somebody the other day down here in Cocoonville, and we were saying the fact that I've always felt this way about global warming. Whether you think it's man-made or not, whether you think it's real or not, you're talking about by changing things and by eliminating the gases or whatever the hell it is that's going on with this, you have an insurance policy because you're assuming, okay, well, you might be absolutely right. It might be cyclical and there's absolutely nothing we can do. But if, say, it was man-made and we could change the way our planet functioned and we had the means to do it, which we do, wouldn't that be an insurance policy? Let me tell you why there are people in this country divided, like on so many other idiot issues in this country where we're divided, because everybody has an opinion in Omerocast. The fact is that we are told by some very significantly moneyed interests that you're not to believe in global warming. You're not to believe in that. Believe me. These thoughts that are in your little minds that might not think that global warming is real, those don't come from your teachers. They don't come from you. They come from a very concerted effort on the part of people who will lose money.
Mm-hmm.
You know? What's that?
To create influence.
Yeah. I mean, we're brainwashed to a certain extent. And I think that, look, all I know is you look at Harvey and you look at Irma, and then there's another one like that might be developing out there as well. And you're looking at the fact that this thing is going over warm water after it hits the Leeward Islands where it could strengthen. You begin to take it personally, and I do take it personally now. And I fear that it's probably maybe too late, but they said for years and years, they've said that one of the side effects of global warming will be bigger, more frequent, major hurricanes, and
weather events.
I think we're seeing that. We're seeing that right now. And, you know, God help us all, man.
Tough. If nothing else, as a nation, we've proven the fact that we listen as people still smoke cigarettes.
Yeah. I think that what's proven in this country is that if you have an industry that is benefiting financially from something that will cause harm, you will be able to mount a campaign based on money, if you have enough money, that will change people's minds.
Sure.
And that can be weather related, that can be gun related, that can be anything related. If you got enough money behind that, you can have your philosophy and your thought that's going to ultimately make you profit. You can have people believe that. And that's America. Sorry. That's the way it is. So, you know, here we are. And if I'm getting, a little heavy on it, it's because I'm scared for my property.
Scary.
And I'm scared for my friends. You know, listen, I am incredibly blessed that I have an option where I've got a friend that I'm staying with, and then I've got a mother-in-law that I'm staying with, and I've got family in Boston, and I've got another place I can go to. I'm in a very small minority, but there are people down here. And, I'm going to fall on my knees and pray to whatever God you want me to pray to, that the people we're leaving behind down here do not have to deal with anything, that's devastating. It's a very weird day in O'Mara land down here because it is as real as it gets.
Imagine looking at that model. I mean, I just saw it this morning.
Yeah.
And it's just huge. It's a model, but imagine being in the Houston area. And then just see it again. What is going on here?
Yeah, you just begin to think, and your mind races. And right now, they tell everybody, and if anybody's listening to my voice in South Florida, you know, to have a plan, and the plan can be stocking up on supplies and doing all the hurricane kit stuff, where you get your batteries, and you get your flashlights, and you get plenty of water, and you get canned goods. And if you're going to have to hunker down, if you have no choice,
right?
The other plan is to get out of Dodge, and that's what we're doing. We're doing it sooner than later. And, it'll be interesting. I'll report on it tomorrow, and I'll call you guys, and I'll let you know exactly what we encountered
on the road. It's a scary decision, but I'm glad you're doing it.
Yeah, definitely.
It's a narrow little state, it's everybody going in one direction. So we'll
silver lining, whether you're at a rest stop or maybe you have some downtime while you're in Savannah, maybe recovering from a hangover, the new season of Narcos is out. It's about the Cali Cartel. So you can binge on that.
Oh, my God.
That'll help.
Yeah. Always a silver lining. No matter.
Drugs
I was
are great.
In a bad mood before that.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomaraShow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
Having a little work done in the old place, aren't you? Fraud is a felony.
What are you looking at? You're laborers. You're supposed to be laboring. That's what you get for not having an education. Get out of here!
What's all this supposed to be?
This? This is ice. This is what happens to water when it gets too cold. This? This is Ken. This is what happens to people when they get too sexually frustrated.
This should keep you busy for a while. This plus your regular class load should turn your brains to tapioca in less than a month.
Oh, Kent, that is so unfair. And we were going to make you king of the winter carnival.
Yeah? We're all just a bunch of degenerates.
We are. What about that time I found you naked with that bowl of Jell-O?
You did not.
This is true.
I was hot and I was hungry, okay?
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, from his office chair, here's Mike.
Live from the Fiverr
Studios laborers.
In our nation's capital. Real genius. That is a great movie.
Good movie.
This is the Mike O'Mara Show, the Mike O'Mara Show, worldwide podcast and radio show with loyal listeners who get it. And if you're here, you are in the near.
In the now.
We're on air, on demand, and heard 24-7 on the new TMOS app. Update it now and get our show all day, every day. You can reach us at 888-920-MORE. That's 888-920-6673. The Mike O'Mara Show is on now, and we're brought to you by Pro Flowers. Here's a pro tip to make someone's day. Be unpredictable, like a hurricane.
Don't stop it.
Be like me. Surprise your lady or man with a bouquet for no reason at all, and you'll be a hero. Pro Flowers makes it easy for you to surprise someone right now with this special offer for our listeners. And what a great time to send flowers when it's no reason at all. Get 20% off any of their unique summer rose bouquets or any other bouquet of $29 or more. And if you aren't sure what to send someone, their colorful rainbow roses are always a hit. ProFlowers.com makes choosing the perfect surprise bouquet simple and quick. Pro Flowers gives you more bloom for your buck, guaranteed to stay fresh for at least 7 days. Days or your money back. Plus, you get to pick the exact date your unexpected surprise will arrive. Big, beautiful flowers with more stems for your money. To get 20% off summer roses or any other bouquet of $29 or more, go to proflowers.com and use the promo code TMOS at checkout. That's proflowers.com and the code TMOS. Don't wait to make someone's day. Go ahead and be unpredictable. Be a hero as we begin the show. Hey, Carla! Hold on, I want to pop in here just a second.
This is unpredictable.
I think it might have been fixed, but I want to make sure. Oh. Did it get fixed?
It got fixed. Now I'm having a look at the
dog. What guy fixed?
Oh, thank you.
The dog.
Okay, so,
the dog?
So we can talk about it. I can talk about it like it's in the past. They fished it out?
They don't want puppies.
Okay, so what you want to do is you want to fix your house before it gets blown away in a hurricane. So the fact is that...
It's like getting a full tank of gas before selling your car.
Yeah, make it nice for the storm.
In the great tradition of 4-year-olds nice. And 3-year-olds and perhaps 5-year-olds, in the great tradition, my son over the weekend decided to flush a plastic rubber boat down the toilet.
Boat?
And,
he was boat?
It was in water, technically.
Boat. Well, here's the thing. You know what's sweet?
Kind of like this voyage to the bottom of the sea.
Yeah, that's right. You know,
kids. Gotta so love them.
He goes into the potty. And then he comes out and he said, my boat fell into the toilet. And then in very short order, he copped to it, which is so adorable because he put it in there to see what would happen. And he flushed it to see what happened. How many children?
You want to see it swirl down.
Now, that's the thing.
Cool.
But it was the perfect size to
sure.
get into the toilet, but not allow the toilet to... flush normally. So I came in after the aftermath, after he had already copped to it, and it took him maybe less than a minute to cop to it, which I think is a wonderful thing.
That is
we,
good.
We kind of stressed that telling the truth was the cool thing to do.
It's a good commandment.
And I flushed the toilet, and the toilet was making a noise. It was something like It's just, it was it, like water was going down the commode. And then I realized after the second time I did this, I said, you mook idiot. If there is, since there is
you're
something
sucking
there,
it down.
Yeah, you're
I'm
making
not
it
doing
further.
Anything. And of course, then I got
snake.
Some tongs. And there was no getting it with the tongs. And
there goes that prime rib.
Did you?
That prime rib that we're going to serve next time. Yeah. It's got a gamey taste to it.
Did you go so far as to try to put your hand down there?
I did. I put my hand down.
I did it. Robert,
it's our toilet.
Robert went through a flushing stage. Batteries was his big deal.
Oh, my God.
Flushing
God.
Batteries.
Those don't float.
No, we had a really great relationship with the plumber when we lived in McLean. He was like, hey, it's the Speewax. How you doing? Another leak? No, batteries. Oh, in the toilet. I'll show myself up.
Did they get him out? Did
yeah,
they fish
every
him
time.
Out?
But that's not the best thing we caught Robert doing. I don't know if I've told this story before. We had trouble with our DVD player. And it was just fried. It was, you know, it was long enough into the DVD revolution that it wasn't prohibitive to replace one. Yeah, you know,
like $25,
well, $120 bucks yeah. then about. And I said, so this thing is broken. Let's just open it up to see what's going on. Maybe because I didn't know Robert had been playing with it.
Right.
I took the lid, the case, the top off of it, and there was a perfect stack of about 9 poker chips. In the DVD player. And I started to figure out what happened is he was opening the drawer, putting in a poker chip, closing it, and it was falling in, and then opening it, and the poker chip is gone. So he put another, and he did it.
Like
nine,
magic.
Like magic. So he did it 9 times, got I'm 9 poker chips in there, and then it broke.
Just feeding the DVD player, Dad.
So then I took the poker chips out, and it worked again.
I'm not sure if like that's, I
that's funny.
Remember getting it with my daughters. Then again, Daddy wasn't always home a lot.
I don't know.
Slaying the dragon.
And girls yeah. aren't big flushers like
I don't
the
think
boys
so.
Are.
I think that is a boy's thing. Where you actually yeah. get it and you want to do that.
The boat, though, Mike, for some reason, I think he gets a full pass because a boat is supposed to go in water.
Yeah, that's
and
like
a boat spinning
kind of an
down.
Experiment.
Yeah.
I want to see where it goes.
If and, you compare,
he's Bill Nye, a science guy.
If you compare right. boats and D batteries, what you've got is a scientist and a vandal.
Yeah,
and
exactly.
And your son is a scientist, and my son's, you know, smoking cigarettes down at the 7-Eleven.
And licking pavement.
Yeah, well, we're exactly. keeping him out of school today, and he's you know, back at preschool again, back to the Petri dish. So it took him, oh, that's right, 11 minutes to get a cold when he went
no.
in there. So he's got that with today. And, yeah, it's just, so that's been taken care of. So you want to get all those household repairs done when you're going to lose your
yeah,
home.
And make
when
sure
do kids start
rinse that boat off when, before you give it back
when do
to
kids
him.
Start kindergarten? Kindergarten?
Age five.
Five right? This is a huge deal in the O'Mara household because technically the 5-year-old mark is when you want to send him, but he's a late birthday. He's a midsummer July 19th birthday. So I hate the term, but I have to use it because it's what parents are using. The term is called redshirting. It's a sports term where you have an older freshman that is you know, going into the league or the college team.
Yeah.
And redshirting is you've never heard of it? You're
yes,
laughing like
that's
you've
for
never
talented
heard of it.
College athletes. You don't
yeah.
redshirt in life, people. Don't
yeah,
be soft.
Do. No, you do. You do.
Well,
you
we
redshirt.
We went through it with Robert.
Well, the thing is, it's a question.
He
of,
had cancer.
He is right at the age where he can go to. He can be an older 5-year-old going into preschool, or he can be a younger 4-year-old going into preschool. A younger 5-year-old going to preschool. That's the bottom
right.
line. We're going to make it so he's an older 5-year-old.
I think it's a wise choice. We spoke to a lot of people with Robert. Robert's birthday is September 23rd, so he was right on the line. We were able to choose.
Right.
And they said, you know, especially with what he had been through, and kids are, boys are slower to develop than girls. So
right.
we held off, and we put Robert, we finally waited, and we put him in kindergarten when he was 12. And
yeah.
he's done. He's done very well. Mastered
right.
a lot of the basics so quick. He's so mm-hmm. strong.
He's
I thought the term
really
was
well.
Held back.
No, it's not holding
no,
them back.
Held
if it's
back,
starting.
Held back. Held back is like when they're in school and they're not performing. At the very least, he will be put forward if it's simply not stimulating. But we have gone.
I'm playing with blocks.
There's a school of thought that says. Don't do it. Then a large school. It's like everything in this country.
Mike,
it's like
the term
the circumcision
disgusts
argument.
Me. I'm happy to discuss you. The term.
All right. Very good.
Shit.
It's it. What it is so he will be 5 next July 19th.
Okay.
And so I guess he goes.
So he would
to,
be starting school if he were to start kindergarten next year. He would be 5 years and 1 month.
Right.
Right and at then, the right at the cusp of five. That seems early.
So six is when he'll be going.
I think
he'll be
that's
a young
wise.
Six.
Mm-hmm.
When he goes into kindergarten.
And also,
he's been in preschool for
he'll
for
be
a year,
the first know? Guy in his class driving a car.
Let me see. Let me.
When he gets older, he'll have that advantage.
He'll also be 18 and legal before anybody else as well.
Yeah, that's true. He'll
be
voting.
Which was a big deal.
Yeah, he'll be like the older guy.
I
Steve
love
Holt.
That. But I mean,
you're 18.
Carla has been obsessing over it, you know.
Or O'Doyle.
I saw her her red shirt post. I didn't know what red shirting meant as far as kids went. Now I understand.
Well, no, it still doesn't mean that. Right?
Well,
it's
I
just
think
one of these cute mommy and me things that people have made up.
But I was able to know.
Compulsory school age is 6 years old. Through if a younger child enrolls in kid, that child then is subject to compulsory attendance laws. So age exemptions are available for children under the age of five. Is that the way we get information? It's six, but then under four means, but five is that it's like, when is the age for kindergarten?
What about the thought process of the early exposure? The earlier you're exposed.
That is, you say that apparently there are studies that show that if they're early, there's early exposure.
Yes.
Then they will do better.
But he's in preschool already.
That's daycare.
What's that?
He's already in preschool. No, preschool is exposure.
Yeah, it's
you think he's going to be getting what, like calculus in kindergarten? No, it's going to be the same thing, just that it's going to be in a different classroom.
I remember when there were kids that were in college and they were still 17, like going to college, somewhere between senior
it's
year
five.
And high school.
It's five. It's primarily
I'd be like,
five.
Man, like, yeah. Like, this is awesome. You're ahead of the curve.
Mm-hmm. But also, if you look at the developmental stages of boys versus girls, boys do not develop as fast, and sometimes they prosper a little better.
Yeah,
if they're
it's
given
age,
the extra
it's age
five.
They'll make more
it's
money.
Age five, so he's going to be. Yeah,
can I get the alarm, please?
The
are you even listening?
The
to
minimum
me?
Age, the like, the minimum age for kindergarten is five.
Okay, and the maximum age 14.
Is 14. That's it. Maximum age of 14.
Mike,
and I know
great
that
for
you
little
would
league.
Argue
great for little league.
What?
He'll get to play with the little kids.
A scholarship.
Oh, speaking of, he starts t-ball.
Well,
hopefully,
for his age.
Everything's like tainted now. Yeah, he starts t-ball the end of September if there are any t-ball fields left.
Yeah,
I'm so scared. Well,
maybe it'll be water
I'm
polo.
So scared yeah,
I was
going
to say
right
swimming.
Now.
Swimming will be better.
Yeah, swimming lessons. So we'll see what happens. All right,
open
we're
water.
We're
going to
take
swimming.
A break. We'll come back with more fun and more thrills. I had a trolling episode over the weekend on Facebook where I was watching a movie and having a drink. I was watching a movie that I would never watch normally, and I was having a drink that I would never have normally. I let the guys guess, and I didn't even look at the thread again, but I don't think anybody got both answers on the thread.
Oh.
There are many people that got one of the answers on the thread, but not both together.
No
that
cheating.
Was the only way you could win. So I'll review that, and we'll come back with more fun on Irma Tuesday. She churns out in the Atlantic Ocean. All right. I'll be right back.
Well, hello there. Looking for some hot three-way action? Then check out this week's Amira cast. It's supersized, if you know what I mean, and there was plenty to talk about. It's a fifth anniversary special, and manly Marcus Serta is joined by the alluring Merle Rogers and the always lovely Jim Amato. They get it on by talking about Mike's date with Marcus, Rob's relationship with Marcus, as well as comedy from Dr. Gill and Jackie the Joke Man. Download Amira cast today on the TMOS app on iTunes or at MikeAmiraShow.com. By the way, clothing is optional.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Sleep Number. You've all heard me talk about my Sleep Number bed. I love it. You're going to love it, too. Maybe you've considered a Sleep Number bed. You thought, oh, can I afford it? Hey, can you afford another lousy night's sleep? Listen to this. You can get a Sleep Number bed, and you can improve your sleep, and you can do it immediately. And all beds are on sale during their biggest sale of the year. With a Sleep Number bed, each side will adjust so it's perfect for couples. And when it says each side adjusts, I should be specific with that, where you want a soft bed, you get a soft bed.
Yeah.
You want a hard mattress, you get a hard mattress. Whatever you want, you get the perfect setting. And on the left side, your wife, your girlfriend, your significant other, your partner, they can all do that, and they can adjust it to make it perfect for them. That's the magic of a Sleep Number bed.
Perfect.
Especially if you've got a person that's got the dual sides. It works beautifully. And now they've got the Sleep Number 360 bed that actually senses every move you make, and it automatically adjusts, so you get the perfect comfort with that. That's an even better innovation with Sleep Number. Do you know how many of us fall asleep faster if our feet are gently warmed. Sleep Number 360 beds do that. That's right. It can pre-warm each side of the bed. Does your bed do that? I think it does not. My Sleep Number setting is an 85. Carla's is 65. Last night, my sleep IQ score was an 85, and I feel great. Come in during the biggest sale of the year, where all beds are on sale, including the new Sleep Number 360 smart beds. Plus, right now, a Queen C2 mattress is only $699, but it ends this Sunday. You'll only find Sleep Number at any of the 550 Sleep Number stores nationwide. Find the one nearest you by calling 800-511-0061 or visit sleepnumber.com and be absolutely sure to tell them that Mike O'Mara sent you, and we thank you. All right, let me get to this thread that I put up. Let me get through the bikini clad people.
Yeah.
Grandpa Bob been busy?
Yes.
Grandpa OCD has been doing it. Yay,
well, it's
Mike.
It's the end of summer, Mike.
Yeah. So yeah, this is true.
Like,
here we go. So this comes September 3rd, 9:09 p.m. Should tell you prime, drinky time for me. That's if I'm putting a boat. What the hell is happening out there? I hear some banging. Anyway, the storm hasn't hit yet, has it? It's 5 days away.
All I know is you say you're expecting the plumber, and now you hear some banging. What the hell can go wrong?
Yes.
This is the post that comes about 9 o'clock on Saturday night. I'm drinking something I never drink, booze that is, and I'm watching the kind of movie I never watch, recent release. I think something may be wrong with me. Oh, and I am posting this amazingly self-absorbed post asking you all to guess what I'm drinking and watching. Please, only guesses that include the film and drink, please. I said please twice. That's the
drinking.
Drink,
yeah, there. That's good.
Please, please.
Could I please have another drink, please?
The total of guesses, at least I think this is accurate, was 196 guesses that came in there. And everything from, Annabelle. See, Annabelle and Moonshine. That would be, let me tell you what the problem is with that. Moonshine is something that I would probably drink if it was offered to me. Mm-hmm. And Annabelle is a movie that if I was given a choice between that and a few other films, I would watch. That's, you have to really think about the ABCs of this show and
well,
and
who guessed that? Because that's a good shticky answer. What they've done is they've paired a redneck movie with a redneck beverage. So.
Michael Alboron. I don't know that gentleman. But
the amazing Mike Alboron.
I'm looking down here. I'm trying to see. There's a person that got one half of it. Let me see. That person got a half of it. Well, sort of. He mentioned the booze, but it was a specific drink that I was drinking. So the long and short of it, I had this thread, and then shortly thereafter, I posted that I would be doing it on the show. I would be revealing the answer on the show because it was big fun. And, we might as well
start here now.
Right,
well,
in
with
our
Oscar and I
studio.
Guessing, can we do it piecemeal? Can we do the booze, then the movie? Or do we have to guess both?
Yeah, if you want to do that, the movie's easier.
What's the difference?
Probably.
Just guess.
All right.
Do you think we should leave it for the, how about I give you three guesses each, but you have to have both the booze and the movie?
Yeah, a pairing.
I think that's fine. I think that's fine.
That's what the listeners had to do.
Okay, I will guess your booze is A Dark and Stormy, and I will guess that the movie is Baby Driver.
That is incorrect.
Ooh, great question. I don't think Baby Driver is out on.
But he said a current release.
Unless it was bootlegged.
He does that. Yes. Mike loves illegal software movies.
That is incorrect, Rob.
Both sides?
Both sides. But let me explain, because this will kind of be like a hint. When you mention A Dark and Stormy, there is absolutely nothing that would prevent me from drinking A Dark and Stormy.
But you know what?
I consume Dark and Stormy.
But you're not a big mixed drink guy at home alone.
I'm not.
That was my theory there.
But think about something that's just not my kind of cup of tea.
Okay, all right.
Oscar, your turn.
All right. I'm clouded by the idea that you mentioned whiskey early in the program, but because... So I'm tainted, not clouded, right?
Mm-hmm.
My head is cloudy just because that is all the time.
This is a great setup.
Yes. I'm going to say a tequila sunrise and Fast and the Furious 8.
Terribly sorry. Pony, would you like in on this?
I'll give it a shot. I'm thinking Strawberry Daiquiri and Planet of the Apes.
Great guess.
You're incorrect. I will say, in that series of three guesses, someone was closer than others on one half of them.
I'm sure it's because Oscar guessed a boutique cocktail from 1974.
Rob, would you like to try again?
I would. I know something you never drink.
All right.
That's bourbon.
Ooh.
So I'm going to guess bourbon, and there's a reason behind it, because you had some boutique bourbon when you were with that wonderful, talented broadcaster, Marcus Serta. So I'm going to say you were on the bourbon train and you were watching a Transformers movie.
And that is incorrect.
Both sides?
Oh, man.
Both sides.
Man!
Wrong. 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 Wrong, Robbie Bobby Bloom.
Hi, Marcus.
Right. How about this? What about a Moscow mule?
Copper mug or not?
No copper mug.
Oh, okay.
Just, he wanted one, but he couldn't find one.
Couldn't make it over to Target?
Couldn't make it happen.
Okay.
So a Moscow mule and a regular mug. Disappointed, but there. Then you have the latest edition of King Arthur, which is now on demand.
I hope the next guest takes a little shorter period of time. Pony, would you like to try?
It's definitely a screwdriver and the emoji movie.
Pony, I like your speed.
Well, he's sorry, on Google. He's got in front of him. He's cheating. There's no win
there. That's okay.
There.
Let him cheat. Any way he gets it done, I'm fine with that. Yes.
Ladies and gentlemen, tune out. I've got your answer.
Saki, oh, here it goes, ladies.
Yeah. Saki and Rogue One.
I'm sorry. That is incorrect. No. Astra Santana.
Vodka, Three Fingers, and Money Train.
No, I'm sorry.
On cable.
It's old.
On cable. You know,
it's a current release. Yeah.
Pony, this is the last guess.
I hold in my hand.
The last guess. Good luck, Pony.
It's a martini and nut job too.
No, I'm terribly I'm sorry.
Is that an adult film?
All right. No. Now, you can pipe in whenever you want, but think in terms, I think if I tell you that this was chicky, what I was doing was very chicky.
A rom-com.
No, because I'm thinking more in terms of the drink. All right.
Okay, a chicky drink, a cosmopolitan.
No. Think chickier.
What
are the girls? Flavored martini?
What are the girls go out for?
Skinny bitch vodka.
What do the girls go out for?
Sex.
What is something? No. No.
They go out to get laid.
Only if they're lucky, Rob.
Yeah, they're looking for some trim.
Sex. No, I feel like Steve Harvey right now.
What do the girls go out for? A survey said.
Was it a hard cider? A hard cider.
All right, hold on. When women go out, sometimes
you're married. Hey, what do you go out for?
to get away.
Debbie, we're going to go out for these drinks. It's a popular chick drink.
I thought
it's a popular
martinis.
Chick drink.
Yeah.
Well, it's similar.
Margarita?
But not, no. Pony boy Matt Bloom.
Oh, my
way
God.
To go.
Wow. The one guy that doesn't know women.
Margarita. Have you ever known me to say, hey, let's go out for margaritas?
No.
I'm not a margarita guy.
No.
I never drink margaritas.
Were you like frozen margaritas or like the tequila?
Frozen margaritas made in our like super ninja blender that Carla got when her mother came down here last
time. Wow. That's, you know, that's very cool. How
we
were they?
We had one. We went to a Mexican joint and I had one and suddenly there was some connection. My fear and angst regarding tequila was thrown away, and I said, we should make these at home. And I enjoyed only one margarita with dinner, and then the next night I said, you know what? I enjoyed that margarita so much the previous evening. Let's have a slew of them. And so, by the way, that is not it's not a normal hangover for me because the fact is that the hangover is not nearly as bad as the bloat. Because you are just loaded with sugar and salt, and I woke up, looked in the mirror. I woke up, looked in the mirror, and I looked like Jerry Lewis in like the early 2000s.
Oh, the prednisone, you know? Jerry.
It was just like.
What was your recipe?
A mix, like it was a mix with ice and triple sec.
Yeah, off the ship.
Okay, all right,
and tequila.
Wow.
But it was good tequila. But it was I know for the last one, I said to Carla. Carl, I kind of taste the booze in this. Can you make it any stronger?
Oh,
and she ended up making it stronger. And when I woke up the next morning, I went into the kitchen, and there was a full ninja of melted margaritas where I had absolutely stopped at the, you know, when I couldn't go any further.
Yeah. Tank was
that's,
full.
Nothing that's sadder. There's nothing sadder than the next morning when you survey the dead soldiers. And you see, really? I know.
So nasty. You see that, like, caked, stuck salt on the end of the glass.
Yeah, and, nice sticky ring
like
on the counter
idea.
Where the bottle of mixer
does Katie,
was.
Does Katie like margaritas? Does
I think Katie enjoy? Likes almost everything.
I thought you were an anti-tequila guy.
I was an anti. That's why I said this is like
tequila
a drink
sunrise.
I never drink.
Mm-hmm. Woo,
that's
someone
see,
was
you were close.
Mm-hmm.
That's I told you that. You were close. Yeah. Now, the movie is another factor. And remember, I said recent release. So it should be easy because a lot more people got the movie than got the drink. Because people, I think, are smart that way, and they survey what type of pay-per-views might be available.
And not a rom-com, you said.
Not a rom-com.
Okay,
not even close.
No. So it's definitely not the Emoji Movie. It's not King Arthur, which I saw, by the way, got panned by the critics, a little wild at times. Not bad. Worth the $6.99.
You know, God bless you. We'll have a, I think, with a news you may not need, we're going to have a report about the incredible successful Labor Day box office.
Oh, that's rough.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
No, movie. There is such crap out there. It's stunning.
New movies. Oh, my God. I see them all.
Yeah.
So I get
all right. Can I give you a hint so
please.
We can be done with this foolish exercise? Biggest movie of the summer so far.
Wonder Woman.
Hey! Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. Wonder Woman, that's it. Yes, Wonder Woman. And I was enjoying Wonder Woman and drinking margaritas.
What did you think?
Yeah. I said, what is wrong with me? I drank so many margaritas that I probably got a third through that idiocy that is Wonder Woman.
Not a fan?
CGI.
I really liked it.
Mm-hmm. And by the way, Chris Pine looks deformed, as far as I'm concerned. I know he's like a romantic
man. Yeah.
Right? I mean, doesn't he? He's got a weird face. He doesn't look normal.
I think that's the modern good-looking guy.
Is it with the eyebrows that like go halfway down his temple and is like, he looks like Leprechaun.
What's happened,
you know,
Mike?
I'm sorry. That's the way I think.
Time has
looks.
Passed us by. We have more, you and I, more classical good
you
looks.
You guys rugged
well, no,
the good
you
looks.
Go back, you look at George Clooney,
yes.
Brad Pitt, you look at even a Tom Cruise, you look at these guys, kind of the chiseled good looks, and then you look at Chris Pine's got, his eyebrows are too big, his nose is weird.
Just if you want to compare both, Chris Pine in Star Trek, who's a dreamboat. Chris Pine in Wonder Woman, they uglied him up.
Oh, they did?
Yeah, they uglied him up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But the real reason after one margarita that Daddy decided to pop on Wonder Woman was that lovely Israeli actress.
Oh, yeah.
Boy,
oh, yeah.
Imagine being in the Israeli
Gal Gadot.
Army, though, and having
Gadot.
Those women,
Gadot.
God. Gal, what is it?
Gal Gadot.
What is it?
Gal Gadot.
Gal Gadot.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And she's Israeli. Hi, I'm Wonder Woman. Watch out for the lasso.
That's not what she sounds
that's
like.
That's not how they sound in Israel.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't know.
All they know is they might there's a margarita. So they're going to put the thing up. We're going to do this. We're going to have a fantastic time right now. Everything's going to be okay. It's going to be wonderful.
Mike, the movie's a solid movie. But solid.
I've got it. I don't know how many more days I have it. But then again, we're leaving, so I probably won't be watching it today. anyway, we'll see what happens. But that's my little tale.
She dies in the end. Spoiler.
What? Oh.
Really? She's also in Keeping Up with the Joneses.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Isn't she?
Also used to be in the Fast and the Furious franchise.
Really?
Yeah. Another current release.
Mm-hmm.
Don't get tired of watching her on screen.
No, she's great.
Anyway, that's it. We'll take a break and come back with something. I promise.
Hey!
Cake and cookies.
Hey, guess who's still listening to the Rob and Katie Show?
Hello, this is Zach Zabrowski, and I'm still listening to Cake and Cookies.
Hi, this is Kevin Mode, and I'm still listening.
Hi, I'm Zach Wheaton, and I'm still listening.
This is Liz Galelli, and I'm still listening.
Hi, I'm Michael Jackson, and I'm still listening.
I'm Eric Myers, and I'm still listening.
I'm Paul Horner, and I'm a crumb. I'm still listening, and you better be too.
Hi, this is the Internet's Steve Mermelstein, and I'm still listening.
Hi, I'm Mike Pallett, and I'm still listening to the Cake and Cookie Show.
So tune in this week, and pretty soon you won't be sick of it either. What?
It's the Rob and Katie Show.
That's a great promo.
Thank you.
My favorite part. What?
What?
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. I love Harry's. Just ordered up my 400th can of shave gel.
That's the best
got
in the world,
of
isn't it?
Rob sent me a bunch of razors that I'm still living on. Harry's is so confident you're going to love their blades. They're going to give you their trial shave set for free when you sign up at harrys.com/TMOS. I just said Harry's.
Harry's.
Mavis, to get out forever. Harry's.
Just pay for shipping. That's all you have to do. Harry's is all about a great shave at a fair price, which is why over 3 million dudes have switched to Harry's. And there are ladies out there. Hey,
it's a lady.
There are ladies out there that are enjoying Harry's, too. Here's a true story. Jeff and Andy, they're two just regular dudes, and they were fed up with getting ripped off. at you know, the drugstores. Check out the prices of razors there. They started Harry's. They wanted to fix shaving. They bought their own German factory. They went over there and said, Ein, zwei, drei, vier, fünf, sechs, sieben, ein German factory. But the German factory's got 100 years of blade-making experience, and they backed all their products with a 100% guarantee, and the products are fantastic. They don't even need a guarantee. That's how good the products are. They offer their blades at half price of the leading five-blade razor by selling directly to you over the internet. Plus, the shave will be the best you've ever had. I love it. I love their shave gel, too. It's fantastic. Your free trial set will include, this is a $13 value, by the way. It's free when you sign up. It includes a weighted ergonomic razor handle, a five precision engineered blade cartridge with a lubricating strip and trimmer blade, rich lathering shave gel. What do you put that on your
face?
Put it on your face.
And the travel blade cover. To get your free trial set, go to harrys.com/TMOS right now. That's harrys.com/TMOS and start now. My wife had a sex dream over the weekend.
Ooh, look out. Look out.
Where did she tell me about this? Where were we? We were in a public place, I believe.
Always have to tell someone in public.
Yeah.
We were at a political fundraiser at a minor league baseball game. I believe that's when she whispered it in my ear.
Do you think she told you in a public
raising
place?
Money. I was raising money for the Republican Party, as I always
good
do.
Good man, Mike. Good man.
Your weekly gig. Do you think she told you in a public place so you wouldn't rage out?
She wouldn't tell me until later. She said, I had a dream last night. She came like snuggled up close to me. I'm like, really? She said, and she starts laughing. I said, what was the dream? But she said, nope. I'll tell you later. And then at some point, it might have been dinner. There might have been a drink involved. But she told me that she had a sex dream about a celebrity. And I said, oh, okay. And you immediately think movie star.
Sure.
Well, I thought she would say you.
Yeah.
No.
Celebrity.
How weird is it that she had a sex dream about Chris Christie?
What?
She had a sex dream.
Yeah.
There's only one thing in common with you and Chris Christie.
Yes, that is true.
Well, she definitely has a type.
Yes, I don't know why. It's confidence.
Yeah.
That's what it is.
He blocked her bridge.
Yeah, was he sitting in the chair?
What?
Yeah, because he gets all that viral. That's probably why she had it, because he's in that chair.
Let me help you out of that chair like I helped my husband.
Yeah.
All those GIFs.
What's the difference between a meme and a GIF?
What's the difference between a meme and a GIF?
A GIF is a file, like a video file, and a meme is a popular image online.
But so a GIF will move. A GIF will move. Yeah.
It's a moving picture.
Yeah.
Do you like the moving picture?
In color.
Why do they call them GIFs?
The guy who invented it called it a GIF. But they're really GIFs.
They're really GIFs.
But I thought it was because it's like getting a present.
I guess.
What a lovely GIF.
Isn't it an acronym for file of some kind?
I'll look it up, but the guy who invented it said that it was just GIF, and that's all he really explained about it.
Great, incredible file.
I wish there was a better explanation than that.
It's just TMOS.
What? Yeah.
The Mike O'Mara Show.
Yeah, it doesn't mean anything.
TMOS.
No, it means the Mike O'Mara. Yeah. What do you do? You just confuse the hell out of me. That's what I'm saying.
I'm looking it up. Yeah, look it up.
And I found out this weekend that Wi-Fi does not stand for wireless fidelity, as I thought it did all along. It's just something that rhymed with hi-fi that people like.
Wi-Fi.
Why do they call it a meme?
You know, I think it is because the...
No one really knows,
Nobody knows.
That's the problem with the internet.
Yeah.
Duh, duh, duh. No one knows. It's a meme because somebody else called it
a meme. Can I offer you this?
What?
Meme, in French means the same. And a meme, which is spelled the same as that, has the same picture with different captions all the time. So that's always been my theory that
is that why you called it a meme? Because you want to tell everybody you know French?
No. Be proud, Oscar, really, because you don't know two languages. I only know one. What?
Meme, it just doesn't, meme and GIF, and that's why I think I've always been confused by
it.
Are they still on down there?
Meme and GIF in the morning.
Hey, I'm Meme. I'm GIF. Batten down the hatches.
You're going to get a lot of rain. Look at this moving image.
Pone, hey, do we have any GIF updates?
Do you have your hurricane emergency kit? I'm Meme.
I'm GIF. What's in the emergency kit?
It's a candy. Anyway, what do you got there, Pony?
I see graphics interchange format, but that kind of seems to differ. Like, this is like a popular opinion.
Okay, we'll take that. I want to know if something means something, though. I need meaning behind something. What about meme?
You know,
I'm still looking for meme.
When he's looking for this Oscar, there's nothing more frustrating to me than when I'm actually searching for pertinent information that you get. You open up a
Reddit thread.
You open a link that has a thread of people's opinions. There's nothing worse than that. And there's so many places where we try to get information where it's like a chat group, and you get no information out of a chat.
No, zero. I mean, absolutely zero. They say a meme is an idea, behavior, or style that spreads from person to person within a culture. Isn't that something? How
like
about
a meme
that?
of a police car racing outside our studios? Which
the word
which
is like
they stopped here. Pony, look out the window. Last time we were here, there was a fire, and we sat here doing the show.
Mike, the word meme is a neologism coined by Richard Dawkins.
Ooh.
So whoever Richard Dawkins is, and I'll tell you who that is, he's the one who came up with it. He is an English ethnologist.
How about a kiss? Our survey says. Oh, that's Richard Dawson.
That's a different guy.
Sorry, that's Richard Dawson. Yeah.
He is a computer guy that his career starts in 1976 with a book called The Selfish Gene, which popularized the gene-centered view of evolution and introduced
the
term
meme.
Paragraph.
Can you cut to the important part? What is it?
Highlight to the bold.
He invented the word meme in his 1976 book, The Selfish Gene.
I'll take that.
So he just created it.
There's
an origin
meme.
Story.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Early language, Mike. You can make it up, right?
Yeah, that's how it works.
Make it up.
He's an Oxford professor, so he must be smart. Well, he's a meme.
Genius.
Anyway, maybe it's because I my mind's wandering in a million
different
directions.
Why Chris Christie? I'm still upset about that.
Oh, she said she laughed and she didn't give me an answer to that, but then I said, can I get any sordid details from the dream? And she said, yes. I'll only give you one word. No. Early.
Oh. Before his feeding.
No, I think early. What she meant was that it was mercifully brief.
Oh, early. Oh,
like a child. Morning. Like a teenage boy would.
Oh.
You know, like
Forrest Gump.
Pre.
Yeah.
So
that's
all. And then we moved on to another show. Then we moved on to being terrified of the hurricane, as opposed to being terrified of North Korea and terrified of all the things we
Hey, wouldn't
need
it
be
great
terrified.
If Governor Christie could come down to Florida and eat the hurricane?
Oh, man, eat the whole thing. Eat it right up with a spoon like a sundae.
I feel for not him, but his body. Like he had that surgery, and that surgery, like
it didn't take.
Did he really have surgery? Because he doesn't look like he has surgery.
Well, that's what I'm saying. The surgery lost. Mm-hmm. Chris Christie's body won.
I still like Chris Christie, believe it or not, after all the things.
He closed the beach.
He blew it. He blew it twice.
The
he had
Jay on the beach.
He had the ticket to become president. It was going to be
well. No, he didn't
so
have the
easy.
Ticket because nobody had the ticket on that team because Orange Hair was going to win.
No, but
I mean
that was
predetermined. You know,
he was poised
after this. Remember, I predicted this. He was going to lose weight. He was going to be skinny and healthy, and that was going to be the modern equivalent of serving in the military. He was going to show he was one of us. He was brave.
I,
he could make it happen.
You and I have known for years, right? Nobody likes the fat guy.
No,
right?
Everyone hates the fat guy.
That's why when the waitress comes over after the meal and she's looking at the whole table and she goes, who wants dessert? And she looks you right in the eye.
Right.
And it's like, you're looking at me because I'm fat.
Right.
At that. And by the way, I've wanted dessert on a number of occasions where I've said no because some dipshit is eyeballing me like directly in the face and saying, who wants the cheesecake? It's like, no, I'll pass. Thank you.
No. See, Mike. Always have the upper hand. Always order dessert.
Yeah, you let them win.
Yeah, don't let them win.
Cover all your bases.
The servers win. But I am nervous about the fat baby. That's the other thing, you know, with all this hurricane. Do you think are we going to go to war? Do you guys think we're going to go to war?
My gut is there's going to be some sort of, I don't think it's going to be war, but there will be some sort of
action
assault.
I'm
not from him, from us.
I'm
preemptive.
Scared.
Because I think it's horrible if he does that. I think it's terrifying.
The thing that scares me the most is the only thing scarier than someone who has a nuclear bomb is someone who has a nuclear bomb that may or may not work. Because think of it. It is like putting, it's
so you're putting it on the fat baby's shoulders. I'm putting it on our guy.
Yeah,
who I believe, like, did you see Trump when he went to the shelter over the weekend and the media kind of loved it because he was kissing babies and stuff like
shaking
that.
Shaking hands,
and
kissing then, babies.
And then I did a deep dive on it and people were talking about how he was so happy to be there because it was this moment.
It's about him.
It's terrifying.
Mike,
his psyche is what scares the
now,
crap out of
him. I don't. I think he's got enough people around him to stop us from doing something dumb.
I pray every
that's
day.
What I
would
that's
also
what I
say
think.
That my logic is that, and it you know, it's nothing to laugh about. But this, all these tests and this saber rattling, if you want to call it that,
I do.
Is it reminds me of like a bad Austin Powers movie. Where like you've got Dr. Evil and he's like, I need 1 million. Like the guy keeps on making all these missteps, setting himself up to just be taken down.
It's scary and I just want it to go away. And, you know, in the days of other leaders where we could kind of go in there with our military and jets and and take this out. Apparently, you know, you're talking about Seoul, South Korea, where he could launch an attack on them and they would, you know, I think we're foolish in this country. If we stop and we don't realize that other people are going to be affected by this. And it's easy to say, 100,000 people in Seoul. Think about that. Think about that carnage and that destruction.
I don't think most people are walking around. This is not like an ethnocentric conversation where you're like, it's not going to affect us. This is global.
I think any kind of conflict will be global, and I think we should be mindful of that. So, hey, it's been a wonderful, stressful weekend. Hope your Labor Day weekend was fantastic, everybody. We'll take a break when we come back. News you may not need right here on the Michael Barrow Show. Thank you, everybody.
Arch.
Ladies, are you looking for hot singles in your area? Looking to connect with some of the most eligible bachelors and be swept off your feet and led into the sunset? Looking to find that kind of romance that can only be found in that movie Titanic?
Yeah? Well, me too. But in the meantime, you can find plenty of stupid cat videos to fill the void in the TMOS Ladies Who Lunch Facebook group. Join today to get your weekly dose of stupid pictures and connect with plenty of hot singles in your area. If you count Ponyboy.
Here's to the ladies who lunch.
Stretch.
Stretch on the zoo. welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Hey, I've really been tweaking my Mike OVO website, and you know, we're really excited about it. We're proud to announce the debut of a brand new source for all your voiceover needs. You don't have to be a person that's got a big company that needs this. I'll do any of your voiceover work you want. It's a cinch to make any voiceover sound the best it can be. MikeOVO.com. Check it out. The boys put a lot of effort into this. I'm very proud of it. And you can hear an example of some of the stuff that I've done, whether you need a classic announcer, a character voice, or a signature celebrity impression. It's MikeOVO.com. And I love doing voiceover. We've been wanting to do this for a very, very long time, and we're very excited to bring it to you. I specialize in commercials, radio promos, imaging, audiobooks, narration of any kind. If you got a business where you want to have a narration for something that's special, you'd be surprised how affordable it can actually be.
Yeah.
And you know what? In this new economy, every little bit helps, and that's why I'm simply trying to feed my family. If you can write it, I can voice it and bring it to life. Go to MikeOVO.com. Contact us today, MikeOVO.com. And let me do the talking. How about that? Art. Isn't that what I was talking about?
News.
Boo. Take a look at Hurricane Irma off the coast of the... Sorry, that's where my brain is. Serena Williams gave birth to a baby girl on Friday.
Yay!
This is the first child for Serena and her fiancé, Alexis Ohanian, who co-founded the website Reddit. There are no other details yet. Before her match at the U.S. Open on Friday, Venus Williams was asked how she felt about becoming an aunt or aunt, depending on what region of the country you're from. She said, quote, I'm super excited. Words can't describe it. But that's not where her head was after she won the match. She told reporters, quote, I'm definitely available to answer questions about tennis. That's all right now. Venus has a quarterfinal match today.
Oh.
Even though Beyonce was busy turning 36 this weekend, she had time to post her congratulations to Serena on Instagram. So congratulations to Serena. And congratulations to the royal family. Kate Middleton, Kate and Harry, William rather, are having another baby. That'll be their third.
Do it for fun once
Harry's,
in a while.
Harry's in sixth place now as far as getting the crown.
Yep. Oh, that's right. With more kids they
have.
It's
bumped down, Mike.
Keep him out of a nursery.
More party time for him. let me turn that up. Did I turn that up there? Thank you very much. Here we go. Oh, that's the one I wanted to turn up. Thank you. Hit it again. God
that's
bless you.
It.
Ozzy Osbourne's wife, Sharon, may have been a little too candid in a recent interview when she revealed the extent of her husband's cheating. because she admitted that he wasn't just nailing the hairdresser. He had six women on the side.
Oh.
One of them was, well, a little young, according to Sharon. Not saying illegal, but still. She said Ozzy's girlfriends included two masseuses, the family cook, and, quote, some Russian teenager. Ozzy is, of course, not a teenager. He's 68 years old. She added, quote, he had women in different countries. This is Sharon's quote that is funny. Basically, if you're a woman giving Ozzy either a back rub or a trolley of food, God help you.
But hasn't he learned from Arnold, stay away from at least the house staff?
Yeah, well, but that's the, you know, that's the target of opportunity.
Yeah.
Sharon would also like you to know that they were all dogs.
Oh, my God.
That's just kind of funny. I actually wonder whether it's any kind of shtick, too, that they're doing. We'll never know. Steely Dan guitarist Walter Becker died on Sunday at the age of 67. So many people in their 60s buying the farm. No cause of death, but according to reports, he became very ill recently, and he had some kind of major surgery last month. Walter formed Steely Dan with Donald Fagen back in 72. They had some huge hits in the 70s, including Do It Again. They really led with that in the story, Do It Again. Okay. Reeling in the Years, Ricky Don't Lose That Number, Deacon Blues, and Hey 19. Rob was all over this over the weekend because you love to marry yourself to music artists.
Yeah, I mean, I made a
post.
Were
you that big a fan of Steely Dan?
Saw them in concert once. Thought they were fantastic.
We both did.
Yeah, you win.
That's right.
Well before Rob and I ever met each other, we went to the same Steely Dan concert.
And we remembered it.
I didn't know that, yeah. Rob. I always knew Paul McCartney. I'm sorry. My apologies. I didn't know that you loved Steely Dan that much. That's pretty cool.
I love their hits, but really more so just the way they end. Engineered their music. I listened to a couple LPs this weekend, and it just holds up. The concert Pony and I went to, we were able to link up on because during it, was it Nissan?
Yeah, Nissan Pavilion.
When he was up there, Walter Becker was talking, and a huge katydid or a praying mantis or something landed on his microphone, and he was in the middle of like this prepared speech. He goes, oh, well, here's something. And he had to deal with it. It was a really great moment. Cool. Yeah, I loved it.
They split up in 81, but reunited in 1993 and have been active ever since. Their last studio album, Everything Must Go, came out in 2003. But they've been touring on and off up through this year. So another wonderful musical person bites the dust, and safe travels for him. Google News Lab just put together a list of the most common how-to questions that people search for. And here are some of the highlights. This is the top 10.
Okay.
Number 10, a surprise, how to gain weight.
I've never wrestlers.
I do that all the time, and the results have been remarkable.
Lose weight, gain weight.
The results have been incredible. Number 9 is how to pick a lock. Number 8, how to draw a dog. This really speaks to the psyche of the American people.
Hi, I'm Britney Spears. I want to know, how do you draw a dog? How do you do it? I'm going to draw right after I go to Starbucks and get myself something to drink. I'm going to draw a dog.
Number 7 is how to solve a Rubik's Cube.
Valid.
Number 6, how to change your name. Number 5, how to get a girlfriend. That's sad right there.
How to change your name. From now on, my name is Nat Bloom.
Here's one. Here's a gentle one.
Yeah.
Poetic in a way. Number 4 is how to love.
Oh.
How do I love?
Isn't that kind?
This is sad. We have somebody on staff that might have looked this one. Yeah. Number 3 is how to kiss.
Oh.
No.
I'm thinking open mouth. Anyway, number 2, how to make scrambled eggs. Can you believe that?
Really?
Oh. And hey, we just had it done in our house. Uh-huh. Number 1 is how to fix a toilet.
Mike, how to fix a toilet comes right after how to scramble eggs.
According to a research company, the sales numbers on pumpkin spice products have flattened out.
Yeah!
That may be a sign that we've gotten bored with it. There are 49% more pumpkin spice products out this year than last year, but sales are only up 21%. That means we're not really buying what they're selling. A spokesperson says, quote, brands are putting pumpkin spice into everything from cereal to yogurt to coffee. We may be at peak spice.
Yeah, I agree.
The spice. Sounds like a quote from the movie Dune. So what have we moved on to? The leading candidate for what we've moved on to is maple.
I've seen it. Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. There are 85% more maple products available right now than there were a year ago. Hey, I love maple as much as the next guy, but I'm not sure I want.
And you know what? I think we are past. I think before that it was salted caramel, and I think that's crested and going away too.
Yeah. When I saw salted caramel tea, and I actually took the plunge, it was disgusting.
The Dunkin' Donuts, their spice, or their, I would say their
flavored coffee.
Yeah. No, the pumpkin spice that just came out.
Yeah.
It is so sweet that you have to cut it with coffee. It is candy now. It's just candy.
Hey, you know what we're getting down here in South Florida? Well, maybe not now.
Yeah, nothing.
God, everything is tempered with that. I'm not even going to say a Duck Donuts. We're supposed to be getting a Duck Donuts like right in my neighborhood.
Nice. Oh, quack. Ducks can float.
Little overrated.
Rob, you don't like cake donuts, right?
No, and also the thing is they love the fact that, we make them to order, but when you make them to order, you're going to wait an eternity.
You don't like waiting for food.
No, bring me my donuts now. Right now. And then how do I fix this toilet?
After my scrambled eggs. And now a little something. A 20-year-old guy named Zachary Kingsbury. You know, you can't make these things.
That's a good name. Okay.
Zach Kingsbury. He got pulled over in Surf City, North Carolina last Wednesday. While the cops were talking to him, he took off. He made a beeline for the beach. And then he ran into the water.
Of course he did.
Oh, my God.
And he tried to swim to freedom. Police deployed a drone to track him from the air. And apparently, Zachary Kingsbury is a strong swimmer. He ended up almost a mile offshore.
Wow.
So they're following this guy with a drone. Right around then, the drone that was following him got footage of a pretty big shark. Started stalking him. The battery started dying on the drone, so at that point the police chase turned into a rescue operation. Luckily the Coast Guard had to fish this guy out before the shark got him, so he's okay. It turned out he had marijuana and meth in his car. You think
what?
There it is. So that's why he ran. He's facing charges for drug possession and resisting arrest. He also told police that his plan was to swim to Florida where he'd be treated like a normal person. We'll take a break and come back with the audio vault. And Rob Spiewak right here on the Mike O'Mara Show. It's coming up next.
How are you?
Professional football in America is a special game.
And after a long 7 months, one man is ready to bring it.
Listen up, America. I'm back.
Nikki Diamond, the Feral Fantasy Football, has the info you need to dominate.
These picks are Diamond approved.
In-depth analysis, the big news from the locker room, and the players to watch for. Nikki has it.
I'm all about total coverage.
Tune in for the Prognosticator of Perump, only on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Take it to the bank, baby!
This week, right?
Yes.
Yeah, this week.
We got him this week.
Yes, we do.
He comes back. Oh, I can't wait. This portion of the Mike O'Mara Show brought to you by Amazon. Let's take a moment, please.
Please.
Amid the hustle and bustle of your workday week, you tend to forget what's important. You forget that there are people out there. People like Mike Mulison. You see, Mike bought a 49-inch 4K TV and two digital amps and Bluetooth speakers and all the cables needed for setup, and he bought all of it through the Amazon link on our webpage.
There it is. Oh, yeah.
ShoppingAmazon.com. This way changes nothing for you, but it means the world to this show. It's the engine that drives TMOS, so be like Mike. Dear blessed Mike, point and click and relax at Amazon, and please access it via TMOS. Make it easy on yourself by helping others. Use the app or go through our website. Now go spend money and spend a lot of it. For God's sakes, do it before I start that GoFundMe to rebuild my house.
Please.
Thank you. Without further ado, let's open up the audio vault with Rob Spiewak. I only say that because... Mrs. O'Mara and I, like they told you to in the hurricane emergency preparedness, we were reviewing our insurance.
Oh.
Yeah. Let me give you Florida insurance down here.
Make sure, Mike, as you try to calm your nerves.
You want to replace what? Your house.
Go ahead and skip 60 minutes this week then.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh. Nasty.
Yeah, it's crazy. Insurance, look, you know what it is? Can I give my advice to everybody about insurance?
Sure, please.
Save your money. Save your money up and put it in a bank, and then tap it if you need it for any kind of emergency.
Okay.
I think that's the way it should go.
Same advice would go for any sort of like, I would say expenditure that's around your life that you're like, I'm going to do this. Just save it and do
like
it yourself.
Somewhere down the road.
Yeah,
save your own
save
money.
Save it up.
Houses,
yep.
Everything. Save it up.
Right. Good advice. You mentioned Walter Becker. I love when you hear alternate tracks of famous songs. Mm-hmm. This is from a documentary about Steely Dan. They auditioned 8 different musicians to do the solo on their song Peg. And here is some multi-track stuff where you can hear solos that didn't make it into the record because they made the song and left the space for the solo. And it's funny to hear different guitarist takes on it. 8 people auditioned before they found one they liked.
Go back and let's hear it in the track.
So this is a solo that didn't make it.
Here's another one. What is that? Some kind of little envelope filter thing he's got going there on his guitar? And then finally, Jay Graydon came in and did it with no difficulty whatsoever. Sort of Hawaiian.
What do you hear the
process?
Yeah,
it's kind of a Polynesian.
Isn't that cool?
You know, we assume that it's just there, these hits that we love.
They've always been there, right?
You hear the process, and then, you know, it's not just the process of doing it, but then it's making the decision as to what goes on the final. I mean,
because all of those solos were great.
You've read more about it than I have, Rob, but I will tell you that I think about it occasionally. And when you read something like Keith Richards and you read about how they got a certain sound and how painstaking, you think these great hits just happened. They really think about what things are going to sound like, right?
I mean, what horrifies me about modern music. Is modern music, it seems, they are trying to replicate sounds, whereas if you go back 25 years, they're inventing sounds.
Yeah,
and you don't hear it anymore. You just don't. Occasionally, something will happen. Yes. But last night, and I'll say this, I got a drink and I dropped a needle on Asia, that great, great album by Steely Dan that listens like a greatest hits album. And it's just, I can't see an album sounding better than that. So if you've never heard it, listen to it, folks. Great album.
I think
album.
When you go back and you look at the great artists of yesteryear, when you look at all of these guys, they all had that in common. I think that it was even you go back to the simple stuff like Chuck Berry and things like that. These artists wanted to create a certain sound with the instruments they had. It wasn't just, it's not lyrics and melody exclusively. It's creating a certain sound that's definitive. And, you know, they're probably exceptions. To that. I mean, you get somebody like Billy Joel's pretty straight ahead with piano music. You know what I mean?
That was his sound. You know, that was his sound. And that's what I think. Anyway, I love hearing that stuff. So safe home, Walter Becker. Danny Trejo. If you don't know who this guy is, a simple Google.
Machete.
Tough guy, right? Tough, scary looking guy. He did an interview over the weekend where without saying his name, he calls out Tom Cruise. He says, you're stupid to do your own stunts.
I know that all the big stars hate me to say this, but I don't want to risk 80 people's jobs just to say I got big weevils on the Tonight Show. You know what I mean? Because that's what happens. I think a big star just sprained an ankle doing a stunt. And, you know, so 80 people are out of a job. On that, 180, you know. And so, we got stunt guys to do that stuff. And if they get hurt, you know, I'm sorry to say, they just got to put a mustache on another Mexican and we can keep going.
And that's a real tough guy right
there.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Mike, did you watch the golf tournament over the weekend?
Bits and pieces, yes.
If you were to ever break your putter on the course, what club would you use to putt with?
I saw this, and you're talking about Sergio Garcia.
Exactly.
My wife and I saw win the Masters earlier this season, and I will tell you this, that not only was he successful with a variety of clubs, but I would probably use what's called a hybrid, which is a combination of an iron and a wood, and you can it's got a flatter face, and you could do that. He did several different clubs, but he could putt with it. It was fascinating to watch.
I want you
Did he slam the club down? Is that what happened?
Yeah, he missed an eagle putt, broke the club, and actually birdied out this hole with a 3-wood.
Oh, that putter might be out of play now. Those necks on putters are pretty thin. They're not made to take full impact like that.
Okay, so it appears as though the rule has been, ruling has been handed down, and putter is no longer fit for play. Long day when on the fourth hole, instrument you normally use on the greens, it's not going to be the one you use for the remainder of the round.
That is true. That being said, he'll probably make it.
Can you stop it for just a second? Sure. If you want to know what's wrong with golf coverage, that's it.
These a-holes.
I mean, really, you've got this wonderful moment where the guy's angrily shutting it down. Where's Peter Jacobson? Or what's his name with the mustache? The guy that used to that got kicked out of the Masters.
Oh, God.
Ron Burgundy?
Oh, my God. No. I am blocking. Not David Fahrty. Oh, God. Why am I
Jim Nance?
Not Jim Nance. Jim Nance with a mustache?
Jim Nance. Oh,
Tom
God.
Selleck?
I'm blocking. No, thank you. But really, these guys are so dull.
Yeah.
Good Lord.
Boring as can be.
Yeah, really.
But he can still birdie out the hole.
And he did.
And he does.
Sergio Garcia slams his putter, goes out of play, grabs his 3-wood, and then rolls in a 15-footer for birdie.
I think he ended up coming in fifth.
And we're cool, aren't we?
Yeah.
And we're cool
now I have emotion because it's about me.
So we've got really small shirts up here. And we'll move on. Let us close with this. A very influential comic who really wasn't that well known in his latter days, named Shelley Berman. Anytime you saw a comedian do a bit on stage talking onto a telephone, that was Shelley Berman's creation. And he's a very, very funny man. And I love the fact that at the end of his life, he played Larry David's dad on Curb Your Enthusiasm, sort of a last hurrah for him. Here's a great clip of Larry David and Shelley Berman. Safe home, age 92, Shelley Berman.
Here. This is Mom's grave.
Passed away? P-A-S-T? Dad, you spelled past wrong. It's not spelled P-A-S-T. Passed away. P-A-S-S-E-D.
I know how to spell it. That's $50 a letter.
You spelled it wrong on purpose to save $100?
Yes, why not? It has the same meaning. Everybody knows what it means.
It has not the same meaning. You saved $100? I would have paid for it. Are you kidding?
Well, I didn't ask you because I didn't want to bother you.
I didn't want to bother you. Shelley Berman, we miss you. Safe home.
Bye, Shelley. Funny stand-up guy, too. Oh. Check out. Go on YouTube and see some of his early stuff. Brilliantly funny.
Really, really awesome. That's your Magic Audio Vault. Have a great Tuesday, everybody.
Oh my God, you surprised me with that. I didn't know that was gonna happen. There we go.
That's it.
I got it. Yay.
Yay. Yay.
That's it, people. Thanks for joining us for another episode of TMOS. Don't forget, update our brand new app. It's live, it's 24/7. It's fantastic. You're gonna love it. All messages for our weekly mailbag can be sent to Rob with two B's at MikeOMaraShow.com. Our mailing address is TMOS Box 32101, Washington, D.C. 20007. Thanks for listening and join us again for the best part of your day, the Mike O'Mara Show. Bye-bye, everybody.
So long.
Ciao, ciao.
One last thing. Please remember that MikeOMaraShow.com/Amazon is the best way to shop for anything and everything. So, shop Amazon and get there through our website. Always open at MikeOMaraShow.com/Amazon. Now, go in peace.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.